This is the Juggle Podcast.
If you want a satisfying career and a fulfilling family life, this is the podcast for you.
Join me, Jo Alilovich,
and me, Lucy Dickens,
as we share strategies and insights to help you keep your balls in the air. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Jo.
I'm Lucy. So end of financial year is fast approaching, and in our profession at least, this is a traditional time that businesses conduct staff performance reviews.
We have heard from so many people that they feel a bit of a stigma because they work part-time or flexibly, or they have to leave on the dot of 5 o'clock to pick up their kids. And as much as we all wish that wasn't the case, there is still some sort of suggestion that women aren't as competent in their careers after they've had children, or perhaps they're just less interested altogether.
There's plenty of resources available about performance reviews in general and tips for managing those. So we thought we'd focus on the aspect that Jo's just alluded to in terms of how can you position yourself in your performance review to combat what I'm going to call the part-time stigma.
For a lot of us, the process of a performance review is controlled by the employer, and you might not feel like you've got much say over how it's conducted, if any say at all. But what Lucy and I feel is that if you think it through and prepare, then you have obviously got the best chance of putting yourself in the best light. So before we get going, we are very excited to announce that we have our first partnership, and that is with the awesome organisation called Law CPD.
For those of you who don't know, Law CPD offer online professional development courses that make it really easy for you to do your CPD on the go whenever it suits you.
So if you haven't figured out from that part of the intro, it is predominantly directed towards lawyers who are looking for their continuing professional development. But that doesn't mean that there's not going to be some course out there that is of interest to other professionals or business owners as well.
And you all know that we are based in Western Australia, but Law CPD are Australia-wide. So you can go and do your CPD points with them, whether you're in WA or elsewhere. We're very conscious about who we choose to partner with, and we are really excited to partner with Law CPD. They are very forward-thinking and they do share similar values to us.
And awesomely, they have given us a special code so that you can take a discount off any CPD courses that you want to purchase from them during the month of May. But stay tuned and we'll give you that code at the end of the episode.
Okay, so let's get into it. Our first tip for managing the part-time stigma associated with your performance review is mindset.
Mindset, mindset, mindset. I don't think I've ever heard so much stuff about mindset.
You're getting into it now.
I am. I'm much more of a convert than I ever used to be. But in the last 3 years, I just seem to hear about it everywhere. But it is so important for how we live our lives, every part of our lives, including performance reviews.
So the point here is that your attitude towards and your mindset around having a performance review is really crucial when you go into this meeting. You really need to be in the right headspace. We ask people in our Facebook group what they thought of when we spoke to them about performance reviews, and the responses we got were comments like, "They're such a waste of time. I dread them. They are to tick a box and stick in the file, and they are an annoying HR obligation."
So in other words, everybody really disliked them. I don't think there was one comment on that whole post that had any sort of positivity around performance reviews. Or maybe I'm being a bit harsh, but if they were there, they were very few and far between.
Might have been me. I like performance reviews. That's probably the only one who's, yay. But the advice here we're going to borrow from our friend Sheryl Sandberg, and her advice is to sit at the table. Now, if you haven't seen Sheryl's TED Talk or read her book, you should. We will link to her TED Talk in the show notes and go and check that out.
As Sheryl likes to say, men have a heightened self-image, but women tend to undermine their own abilities. We stand up for ourselves. We're seen as aggressive. We attribute our success to luck, or we say that, oh, yes, we did achieve that. We had help from so many other people. Whereas men will talk about the things that they did and the choices that they made that led to their success at that point in time.
And we had a little chat before we pressed record here, and both Jo and I are guilty of doing this too. In my case, I think I identify the stuff that I'm good at or that I have contributed to. But what I then do is I share the credit amongst other people, perhaps in some cases more so than I should. You know, I'll acknowledge that, yes, I came up with this idea or I led this new development, but then I'll make sure that everybody else is equally as responsible for the good outcome as me.
Which is actually a wonderful thing to do, because at the end of the day, none of us can pretty much achieve anything on our own. So to reward your team is really actually a valuable exercise. But the key here is, don't put yourself down to the extent that you're missing out on some sort of recognition.
Yeah, that's it. And sometimes we are allowed to sell ourselves, and a performance review is one of those opportunities, you would hope.
Exactly. And it's not like the whole world's listening, so you don't have to really worry about that. One of the things that I tend to do is that I will forget what the achievements are. And I don't just mean that, you know, literally forget them. I will just think about them as, well, I'm just getting my job done. So, you know, week to week, you might do some great things, but it's just part of your job. So you kind of change the thought process that you have around it, rather than sort of reflecting back and going, well, that was pretty amazing.
The other thing with that is, when you have high standards around the work that you do and your role, you don't see necessarily what others may see as being going over and above. You just see that as normal. So yeah, you're not giving yourself credit for that.
Yes, that's true. I wish my standards were high in all areas, but they're not.
They're high in the important areas, that's me.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Moving right along. So tip number two when it comes to dealing with performance reviews, and we've already alluded to this, is that you need to prepare. So this is a totally practical tip.
Your favourite kind.
Yes.
So obviously prepare for the performance review. Start by completing whatever document it is, if there is a document that governs the performance review procedure. And if there's not, write some notes for yourself around your key achievements and those kinds of things.
Yeah, when I do this, I think that if you don't have a formal performance review document to follow, or even if you do, a really good starting point for filling it in is looking at your job description. And if you don't happen to have one, then use that opportunity to actually write one. Write down what it is that you're supposed to do in your job. And then you can actually reflect back and say, you know, did I or didn't I achieve those things?
And you do this by going back and reviewing your calendar and see what appointments you had throughout, you know, hopefully not the last year. Hopefully you've been keeping some sort of list as you go. But if not, go back and review your calendar and review your files and think about what your significant achievements were.
Yeah, I used to do a bit of a cheats way of this, which is really helpful. As you said, you don't want to have to go back through a whole year's worth of content trying to figure out what it is that you did over the last year, because it's very easy to forget. So what I do is, at the end of every performance review, I would print the document again. Well, not necessarily print it, sometimes just save it to the computer. And when I would do something that I thought was something that I would bring up at a performance review, I would enter it into the document. So every time you do a presentation or you have a really great success on a file, and this is speaking very much like a lawyer, or if you perhaps get great feedback from a client or a customer, write it into your performance review ready for next year.
And that is not a cheats way of doing it. That is a really organized, thought out process. I think that's good. Definitely not cheating.
Time hack.
Yeah. One of those. Hashtag life hack. The other thing is that your performance review is not just about how many hours you spend at work, which leads us into the third point, which is that the focus should be on your output and the outcomes that you achieve or contribute to, not just on hours.
This is where we get back again to that idea of the part-time stigma. It can be really hard, and people will resist the suggestion that less time makes us more productive. So how can you tell them that, in fact, having less time at work actually does make you more productive?
We are big believers in the phrase that the work expands to fill the available time. So that would be my starting point. Although it's nice to have a little phrase, and would probably be better to have some examples to back that up. Probably.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. It's a well-known phenomenon. It definitely works for me. So the point here is that you need to focus on the outputs and the outcomes, not on the time that you are at your desk. For those of you in the legal industry, you might be familiar with the concept of having to leave your coat on your chair so it looks like you're at work even when you've gone home. And, you know, that's not the kind of way we want to live our lives. And when you've got a reason to be home, for example, the need to pick up a child from daycare or something like that, you don't have the luxury of staying at work for longer hours. So you've just got to get the work done. If it's not while you're at work, obviously you'll find some other time to get it done.
So what do we mean by focusing on outcomes? Well, we mentioned outcomes and outputs, and they're two different things. So your outputs measure what you produced, whereas your outcomes measure the achievement that occurred from that or the difference that was made. So apply this to your own position. If you're a lawyer like us, don't just look at your performance in terms of your sales, which is the money you've brought in, but consider what value you've added to the business as a whole. So have you trained or mentored other staff? Have you developed a new process that has reduced time? These things are looking at the bigger impact of the work that you've done and not just on the immediate short-term result. And they don't usually, often even, correlate to the number of hours you spend in the office. So focusing on time is irrelevant.
I think we all need to stop focusing so much on time in the legal industry and in some other industries as well. So if listening to all of this, you still don't like the idea of performance reviews, I'm sure a quick conversation with us is not going to be the solution to your concerns around it. But the thing that we would like to leave you with is the idea of focusing on the future. And that's your future.
Yeah. And I mean, you might have a different attitude to performance reviews to your employer. And most of the comments that we read back that we read out at the beginning were that people felt that the person who was interviewing them in their review didn't place as much importance on it as perhaps they would have liked. So if you still feel that your employer sees your review as, you know, ticking a box for compliance, there is still a lot that you can get out of it for yourself, even just in terms of your preparation. You should really take it as an opportunity to review your career plan and to focus on setting goals for yourself for the coming months or year.
Because that's something haven't really discussed, which is the fact that although a performance review by its very name talks about reviewing and looking back, it's also an opportunity to look forward. And I know in some organisations they split the two out. So they'll have a performance review where they look back, and that might directly lead into salary reviews and things like that. And then separate from that, they might have something called a career conversation or a professional development plan, which is all about looking forward. And then that is used at the next performance review. So you can take that opportunity to say to yourself, well, what do I want to happen in the next year? Do I want to have some more training? Do I want to get promoted? And then that's an opportunity to raise those things with your employer so that you can work out a plan together for how you might achieve them.
And working out a plan together is really key. The way we approach performance reviews is we actually start by looking at people's goals for the future. So we ask them, what do you want to achieve in the next 1 year, 3 years, 5 years? And we do that cheesy 5-year plan thing. But we say, what do you want to achieve? And then we work out how they can achieve that goals by reviewing their performance over the last 12 months. So this is where you want to be. This is where you are currently. What do we need to do to help you get where you are? And then obviously tie that into the individual's needs or goals and the needs of the business.
It's such a better way of doing it than having a look at someone's performance and going, yeah, you're doing really well. You're meeting the requirements. Thanks. That's great. See you next year.
Yeah, see you next year. And the thing is as well about looking at past performance is that you can't change what's happened in the past.
Yeah, exactly. We can just look forward. And look, if you are still at this point and you're not really getting any feedback from your supervisor in that performance review, and it is very much like the idea that I just suggested where the manager's like, yeah, you're doing a great job, see you later, then ask, you know, go to that performance review prepared to ask questions, you know, ask them, what did you think about my performance on this particular day or this particular project that I worked on, and put them on the spot. I mean, that's what they're there for. So good luck with the performance reviews that are all coming up, no doubt through the course of May, June, and for all those people that keep putting it off, July, August. And if you need any help, then you could perhaps join our Facebook community and post a question there. And I'm sure everyone in the community would love to give you some advice.
And you must go and watch Sheryl Sandberg's TED Talk. Find the link in our show notes.
Yeah, it's a great TED Talk. So thanks again for listening, and very, very, very big thanks again to Law CPD for sponsoring today's episode.
To celebrate Law Week this May, Law CPD are offering our listeners 25% off all their online courses until the end of the month. You can go to their website, lawcpd.com.au, and use the code MAYJUGGLE at the checkout,
which is MAYJUGGLE. May juggle.
Thanks for listening. We'd love it if you could leave us a review in your podcast app. It really helps other people find out about our show.
Thanks, everyone. I'll see you next time.
Happy juggling.